Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Let's BOGO. The Hoppin' Good sale at Designer Shoe Warehouse is on. Buy any pair of shoes in-store or online. Get a second qualifying pair 50% off. Yep, must-have sandals, sneakers, and more from brands you love are buy one, get one 50% off at DSW. But only for a limited time, so hop to it. Fill your basket and score BOGO 50% off at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hold on to the Live Love team.
Mm.
Whatever will be, will be.
I like that.
The future will be yours to see when you hold on to the Live Love Memphis team.
Okay.
Call me Johnny Money like Johnny Lawson. Hoo, hoo, hoo. Mm. Haters. Haters are everywhere. Haters everywhere. Y'all see them? But you will have nothing but love for the Live Love group. Because they're going to get you the results you're looking for, the outcome that you're looking for, which is make you the most money for your house if you're selling or if you're buying. They're going to help you find the exact right one for you with no compromises, no matter what the market is or isn't. Reach out, so to livelovemiffs.com.
Yep, call them up, 901-625-5200. Again, 625-5200. You got questions, they got answers, and they're going to break it down in a simple way, a way that I appreciated, certainly back in 2018. Thought I knew what I knew about home selling, which was essentially nothing compared to Jennifer Carstensen. She broke it down, made it simple, spent a lot less than I thought I would to get it on the market, and then she got me a lot more for the home than I thought she could. That's what can happen for you. Here's the thing. Jennifer's done it in every market. Buy, sell, whatever you want to do. 901-625-5200. Let's get some Live Love signs in the yard. It's the Live Love Memphis, Live Love Nash, and Live Love DeSoto teams at the Real Estate Agency. Every day around this time, we do a little thing we call the rundown. Let's do it. King George, I know we lost Jalen Wells last night, but how about a little growl for the Grizz? They did get Tuomas Isalo's third straight win. John, we're out of that 0-3 hole we started in.
Yeah.
In terms of the Isalo era. Now, this isn't on an interim basis.
Right.
But it feels like he's doing enough. That's Zach Kleiman. Again, lot to be determined. Final regular three regular season games. I keep screwing that up, getting ahead of myself.
Yeah, please.
But we're so excited about this finish, aren't we? Well, maybe that's why.
And one of us is.
It feels exciting. You said you liked it. I said it's compelling because the Grizzlies won three in a row.
I like the grenade celebration. That got me excited.
Don't act like you don't like this. Five teams could have been tied, but what? Teams all separated by two
it's
games?
It's exciting.
It's fun.
Exciting.
So stop playing contrarian. You're not on with Jeff right now, okay? Fair you don't point. Have to play contrarian.
Well, he puts me in that position.
He did.
He always does.
Y'all might want to check that.
There's no checking it at this
Remember,
point.
Your family. It doesn't always have to be.
Yeah, but it's just not fun when everybody tense. Just agrees all the time.
Well, that's true.
You know, it's like.
Makes for better radio. And you guys.
Oh, yeah, I agree. Oh, yeah, well, I agree.
You guys have just naturally, organically sort of come to that. It's just battle every time.
He ended up being correct because of the revenue sharing, but not for the reasons that he thought he'd be correct. But that's separate.
For another time.
Yes.
Isalo. 3-3. 124-100 over the Charlotte Hornets. You took care of that business we said you had to. You stood on business last night. And for the most part, Ja Morant has been standing on business under Tuomas Isalo. Now, remember, he's played in 5 of the 6 games that Isalo's coached. We mentioned Isalo now 3-3. Ja Morant, in those 5 games, averaging 28.4 points, shooting 50% from the floor, 40.5 from three-point range to go with 6 assists and 5 rebounds. The guy is playing well, and it continued last night, just about 100 miles from where he grew up in South Carolina, across the border. Told you that was a homecoming for him, and Charlotte always is. And it's one of the reasons he looks to go off. I don't know if you saw it, but they had that game under control late. Could have pulled Ja late in the third, but he was still out there. It's important, that game in Charlotte seems to be every time he goes out there. 28 points, 5 rebounds, 8 assists. He continues to play well under Isolo. And then, obviously, Zach Edey. You know, 17 points, 19 rebounds. That's 40 rebounds in the last two games for Zach Edey, whose numbers have shot up under Tomas Isolo. You got to get that U in there. They have shot up under Isolo. That's been good to see as well. What was not good to see is obviously what occurred during that game when Jalen Wells goes down. It really is the thing that you, because you're playing a dog. It was a circled win because you were a double-digit favorite. We knew you'd go in and get the win. What we didn't know is you would come out of it without a starter for, last 74 games, the one Grizzly that's played in every game this season, and a guy who, look, we had talked about maybe him hitting sort of a rookie wall, and why wouldn't he with as many games as he's played? But Jalen Wells still, and even with the three-point shot, you know, percentage having dipped a little bit to 35%, guy's still giving you 10 points per game. On a consistent basis, you know what you're going to get from him every night. And in many cases, guarding, you talk about throwing into the fire, the other team's best perimeter score. And so it's been a heck of a season. But more importantly, he has been integral to not just trying to maintain where you're at, but when you were in that two spot, Jalen Wells was a huge part of it. So to see him go down against a Charlotte team that's tanking on the kind of play we did, Simpson Jr., basically essentially a nobody when it comes to the NBA right now in terms of his relevance, and especially on that team, run Jalen Wells down, and no, I don't think it was dirty. If the play, here's the thing, forget what we think about whether it was dirty, reckless, whatever. If the players thought it was dirty, they would have taken care of the business on the floor right there.
Yeah.
And you saw it. What they thought, and clearly was and you could hear it in the audio. Somebody said to get him off the floor, get that MF off the floor. No one liked it because, again, as I told John in the first hour, you got people like Dale Curry saying they've never seen a play like this in all of their years because we typically don't. That's the routine play, particularly when you are a team in Charlotte's position against a team that's going to the playoffs where you let off. You let that guy go get that dunk, right? It's not even, I mean, my gosh, it wasn't even in the fourth quarter. And so a reckless play by a naive young player, you know, but not dirty in the sense that you could tell those players had judged it right there on the floor, and they were willing to sort of accept his apology right there on the floor, but it was like, bro, you got to learn from this, get off the floor. Like, that was the attitude. Reckless is what it was.
Yeah.
And what it does is cost the Grizzlies a starter. It puts Vince Williams, let's be real clear,
yeah,
let's boil this all the way down, it puts him on the hot seat. A guy who's trying to come back from injury, doesn't look like he's been right from that ankle injury all season long. Looks like he's playing a step or two slow.
Right.
And now he's forced up a place that you had once sort of penciled in for him once he got back based on last season's play. Right. Oh, Jalen Wells is playing great as a rookie, but when it comes down to it, we're going to be ready to go to Vince Williams, you know, when it comes playoff time because he's the veteran. Well, now he's, you know, got essentially three games to look like that guy because in terms of regular season here before game 83, whether that's play-in or postseason, because you're going to need it now with Jalen Wells out for the season. You already are down two of your top eight in the rotation, not having Brandon Clark. So it is absolutely costly, and especially when you consider, you know, sort of time and score, the fact that you were going to blow that team out anyway, no matter what happened, losing a starter, a guy as reliable as Jalen Wells, devastating, quite frankly, to your rotation.
It is.
That's already, we liked it shortened,
yeah,
but you're losing a key piece of it right here. So not good because, let's be real, your other bodies, Vince, confidence level is not very high in right now in terms of ours. And you got G.G. Jackson as an option, who he's trying to sort of build up his now relationship with Isolo, earn his trust, regain it if they had something before Jenkins was fired, because we know he was in the doghouse when Jenkins was fired. And so can you rely on that at this point, a 20-year-old who's still learning how to be a pro? Grizzlies up against it. When you lose a guy like Jalen Wells last night at Charlotte, tough loss.
Yeah,
in now, that sense.
What I kind of want to get to the bottom of here is just like, all right, we went from the gun celly to the grenade celly, right? Mm-hmm. That was a response to which I thought was incredibly petty and clever. I thought it was both of those things. How deep are we going on the weaponry slash arsenal selling? Like, can we, are we going to go like, you know, old school war, like with the field artillery, like the cannon? You know what I mean? Like, you like the cannon? Are we going to go new school?
Because I got a notification about it from ESPN last night. I don't think they ran a story about the grenade.
They just,
but I did get a notification at 10 o'clock that John Morant threw a grenade.
Yeah.
They're all over it. And my guess is because ESPN is watching so closely.
Right.
That Ja's going to continue to feed into this and give us something new. I don't know. Maybe he does the grenade again and sticks with that. I don't know. But he's going, what are you talking? It's drawing attention. He loves that.
Now, when you played Call of Duty way back when, which Call of Duty were you on?
I don't remember. The Black Ops.
Black Ops.
Yeah. So, whatever. You know, aren't there Black Ops with every number?
Yeah, well, there's like six of them now. Yeah.
Black Ops.
But you gotta
stress the black.
And stress the ops, fool. Ja got ops out here. So,
no, I told you, I don't want to talk about this anymore because of how you ridiculed Ja's sling yesterday.
He didn't do it.
What I had contributed to the weapon discussion,
you
dismissed it, and so I'm not interested in having this discussion with you.
Because
now you want to do it after you ridiculed me yesterday. And listen, I'm not looking, as you know, for your approval. So I'm very confident in my stance that at some point we should see a sling.
Well,
slingshot.
If he's going to go through, that's what I'm saying. If he's going to go through the roulette wheel of weaponry.
I know. You have to come to me at some point.
Like, you know.
Especially a slingshot. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, that's easy, right? Like, so you got.
And I'm telling you, this is the stuff that Nike wants. The one where he did it, you know, after he throws it. No. The one where he covers his ears.
Yeah.
Nike can take that, clip it up, and say, Johnny ain't hearing the noise.
Lock out the noise.
Boom, sold.
Yeah, that's right. But don't edit out the grenade.
Do you see the positive in that for him? Just switching it up to a gesture like that?
Yes.
All of a sudden, that becomes a big thing. Ja's blocking out. Ja don't care about the noise.
Yeah.
You know, brother, that's a Nike campaign.
No, it's great.
That is smart.
I think a great Nike campaign would be showing the footage of the grenade launch and saying, obliterate your competition.
Yeah. Nuke them. He should push the button. Nuke them. I see. Y'all think this is funny.
Yeah, it is funny.
I guess in a way it is.
It's pretty
What's funny is about him poking it in the eye of silver.
Totally.
That part, I'm with you
totally.
On.
Totally. Yeah, sorry. So we got guns.
I don't want Ja. What I care most about is the fact that this man is averaging 28.4 under Isolo.
Yeah.
What I don't want him is so focused on the damn gesture
right.
that the ball falls off.
No, I agree.
So here's the thing. If coming up with a new weaponry every single night to feed ESPN and poke silver in the eye keeps this dude this high level from that standpoint. Because we know when Ja's got something that he feels like is disrespecting him world again, that's best Ja.
Right.
Then I'm all for us staying there. You know what I'm saying? So keep digging in the bag, bro.
Yes.
Whatever you need.
Yes.
28.4 is where we were at. What was the season? 23?
Yeah.
The Isolo era has been great for Ja. Stay in your bag then.
Yeah. Like, what about the, like.
But try the sling. Because I really think that there's something there.
You know, you got to do like the ninja stars, you know. You know, you throw those.
Do the nunchucks like Bruce Lee.
I mean, honestly, we got a lot of options. I'm just excited to see, you know,
but
where
again,
it goes.
Do weaponry that Nike can clip up and we can make part of the campaign.
Because mm-hmm.
that's how you're killing two birds there. See what I'm saying? You're poking in Silver's eye.
Yeah.
How ridiculous all this is. How closely this dude's being watched.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. But then you're also clipping up something for the campaign. You're selling shoes too, man. It's.
I like the thought of sticking with the hear no evil type situation,
dude.
Because if he just did that, because now everyone
is that
just
not
think,
what he was doing later?
He does that
after the one grenade, but he did it more later. He did the hear no. I thought by itself.
Yeah.
And to me, that when he was doing that, I said, "Job." I'm thinking this is genius. I said it. Nike can clip that up. And boom, you can start a campaign that right now would work because of all of the controversy surrounding him. It's perfect.
It's
and
awesome.
So again, that's smart.
I think he just needs to stick with that because now at this point, all anyone's going to think back to is the first time he did it after the grenade. He doesn't have to do any more weapons at all.
It makes everybody happy. You're in your bag. You're doing your thing. It's poking back at Silver because he hasn't stopped you from doing gestures. And Nike is happy.
Yeah.
You know, everybody is, you're back in the, also, Mike Miller is happy as your agent.
Yeah.
Because he's not seeing headlines about another Ja gun gesture.
Yeah.
Like, no, that's the smart way to go.
You know, in World at War, you know, you had the stickies, you know, you throw the stickies on, they could, like, stick to the opponent. That would be tough to, you know, we had the Molotov cocktail. You know, you got the EMPs. You know, you just got
just rolling through the video game bag, huh?
Well, I'm just saying those are the options. We already did the gun thing. We already did. We can't go back. We don't want to go back to the gun.
Can't do that. Can't go back.
We have to be smart.
We have to continue to be.
You have to evolve.
Yeah, 100%.
Progress.
And I'm excited personally, not only for his play on the court. I'm excited to see how the Celly evolves. I really am, you know, because I think Ja is very creative.
He's created something organically here that he could really capitalize on. And I mean, in a financially positive, whatever way you want to look at, or for the folks that have been, you know, defending, hey man, y'all picking on Ja, and look at ESPN. Look at the way they put out a notification last night at 10 something. He's throwing a grenade. I mean, people are – so there's a way to capitalize on this. Wendy's like huffing and puffing to get to send it to ESPN corporate that Ja has done it again.
Yeah, Ja go have
it. And they quickly got it. I mean, it's ridiculous.
He's going to do fat man, and little boy next.
Going. There is a way to smartly capitalize on this. And last night I thought he was starting to do that.
Yeah.
You know, really with the covering the ears stuff.
Yeah.
Again, we need to. We'll have on Michael Wallace. I heard him. Jeff had the audio. Wallace said he knows what it means.
Yeah. Well, keep it all to the, you know.
It's in house.
Yeah, you got to keep it in house.
I'm not sure if he ever said it. Yeah.
And then eventually.
I'm talking about with the covering of the ears. Because it's, you know.
Well, like when you have to, you know, that the
lock
one.
Lock out the noise.
There could be two different meanings, right?
What are the two different meanings?
Well, when you throw the grenade, you're doing it because you don't want to hear the explosion sound, right?
Right. But what about later when it's
right,
by
that
itself?
That would be the blocking out the noise.
Okay, it's not still a cover up to the explosion.
I don't think so. I think the explosion
that's
had
what I
cleared.
It
by
was
then.
Separation. The explosion had cleared.
Yeah, but yeah.
But he leaves this up to interpretation, doesn't he?
He totally does. He totally does. Like,
well,
you know,
that's your client.
You got the flash bang. You do the flash bang. You know,
a true artist.
He really is.
Yeah.
He really, really is. And
when he's painting, he's in his bag.
Yeah.
So let's stay with it then. Just but now it feels like you got to feed the beast.
Yeah.
Because John wants more.
Oh, you know,
King George wants more.
Now that we've decided that this is going to be a thing,
I was going to say I don't
stick with the ear thing, bro.
I think you should just stick with the ear thing.
Joggles was working.
Yeah, man. But this is war now. We're in war. So we got to use heavy artillery.
We need peace.
Nah, bro.
There is too much war going on right now.
We're in war. So we're going to put those tariffs on the NBA in the form of celebrations. They can't do nothing. They can't do nothing, bro. So you bet your ass. It's a thing now. It's a thing. It's at least once a game. Now every time Ja makes a three, maybe especially on the road. I don't know if he'll do it at home. That'll be interesting. But especially on the road. He's absolutely – Was all of it on the road? I know Miami was one. The grenade was on the road. Was the first one on the road too?
Okay, they all run together now.
Golden State was
that was here.
That was here.
That was here. Yeah, that was here. But he was provoked. He was provoked by Buddy Hield. He was just responding, man.
He fell into a trap.
But no, understand this. Ja's got the nuclear briefcase, man, and he will push that button. He got the codes. I would love to see him. It's like, you know, open it up, put the codes in.
Bro, we fighting to get out of the play-in. You talking about some codes. Like this is.
I enjoy it. I do.
Clearly, the pettiness.
The
you
pettiness,
are amused by
the
it.
The pettiness and the creativity.
It is a distraction from the actual job of getting out of this play-in.
The fact that this man threw a mock grenade at the crowd is, like, hilarious. It is so hilarious.
I mean, it's a lot of those people were probably there to see him.
Yeah.
In his homecoming. He just bombed him.
He just totally bombed. Dirty
bomb. Why you blow him up?
Dirty bomb. Did he pull the pin out? I don't know if he did. I didn't see him do that.
I don't know, man.
Somebody on Twitter, it's weird. 3 days ago, they said, like, and it's going viral now. They said, Josh should pull the pin out, throw a grenade with his next celly. And that's exactly what he did, man.
He's reading y'all's tweets.
So should we send him suggestions?
I need to put Sling of Jaw on there. Yeah, or send it to him rather than to you.
Yeah, I like
because you didn't give it to Mike to give to him. I know you
I wasn't going
to
bring that
I could
to
tell
him.
By the way you ridiculed it. You didn't even take it to him and try.
No.
And then you and Darian Munn teaming up on me.
Well, yeah, I mean, because, you know.
But we don't care.
Your celebrations are so holy. And this is not a holy war we're waging right now. This is a, you know, this all bets are off.
Sling can be a very efficient weapon.
Yeah.
And clearly Jaws in a bag of weapons.
He's got a bag, man. He's got a bag. So we'll see. What is it, tomorrow?
Tomorrow
TNT?
He's going to have something.
Oh, TNT?
You're going to have the whole crowd expecting something.
You got to do the dynamite.
I'm with George. Let's just stick with the ears, Ja. Let's just keep it there. I see good in that. I see good. Nike, Phil is loving it.
Yeah, you're like the
angel. It's the campaign.
You're like the angel on Ja's shoulder. I'm like the devil.
I'm not the angel. I'm trying to make money. I'm like, yeah, maybe I shouldn't. But I'm giving him advice his agent should give him.
I'm like, I'm the guy on the shoulder saying, yeah, throw that grenade.
Which don't make no damn sense because you're within Lyft management. So he's hearing two different things. He's hearing from the good guy and the bad guy.
Yeah.
And you're telling him, freaking do it, Ja, do it, do it, do it.
Yeah.
Like Beavis and Butthead, fool.
Yeah. I mean, it's classic. I do. I think it's...
There is a line, and he listens to it because they play it in the Grizzlies warm-up line just about every game. It's Lil Baby. It's free promo.
Right.
And he says, is you stupid or is you dumb, boy? I know Ja's heard it. Let's be smart.
All right. We got some big games tonight. We got some big games. One specifically, it's the return of Luka the Don back to Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
I am particularly excited about this one. He got ejected last night.
I saw. It was wrong. I don't usually like to side with him
because
he likes to curse people out. But
yeah, he does.
He was wrongly ejected. That was with a fan and not with the official who mistakenly thought Luka was cursing at him.
Yeah. And, you know, here's the thing. He says he was talking to the fan, not the ref, but his reputation precedes him. You know, he cries all the time.
Yeah.
He bitches all the time. He does.
But the ref can fix this, though.
Yeah.
Once he finds. Once
I mean, that's true.
The fan is literally saying, I'm going, he's talking to me.
That is true.
So there's an opportunity there to make that right.
I mean, that's fair. I mean,
you're right, though. It's his reputation that draws it in.
And
the same thing applies to Ja. There's no question about it.
Yeah. So he got ejected last night, and it was a very weird deal because the Lakers played everybody. They initially had everybody out because this number was at 15.5 against the Thunder, right? Everybody was projected to be out. Then an hour and a half before the game starts, they decide we're going to play everybody. And it goes from 15.5 to 9.5. And the Thunder end up winning by 16. It's kind of sick. It's kind of sick the way that all played out.
Dude, they were up when Luka got thrown out.
Yes. And then they were outscored by 17 in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
So.
And remember, they beat him last time out. Now, some people say, okay, so he gave him that one. I don't know about that.
Yeah, I mean, they're kind of coasting
right now.
Trying
to help the Lakers manipulate to get somebody, take somebody out. I didn't dive deep into it, but in that first one, that was such a blow. But my point is, Lakers had a chance to beat OKC twice. Luka gets thrown out, and it went the other way.
Yeah, and so now this is going to be – Luka has played the Mavs, obviously, because we talked about Nico Harrison being there and, you know, not ducking the smoke in L.A., but this is his first game back in Dallas tonight a little bit later. Is that what – I assume that was going to be on – yeah, it's on ESPN, 6:30. 6:30 tip-off on ESPN. And, you know, Dallas is basically, I guess – I don't know what they're trying to do. Maybe improve their play-in standing a little bit if they can. I don't even know if they can do that.
I mean, they're a game behind the Kings.
Yeah, so you could talk yourself into maybe.
They've also lost two. I mean, they were with them. They were closer. They've lost two in a row. The Kings have won three. So they may be saying, all right, we're just resigned to 10 at this point.
Right. So, I mean, I'm expecting Luka to have – a 50 ball.
It's literally just those two battling for 9-10 and who has home court in it. They cannot catch the 8-7.
Right.
Neither one of those teams.
Right.
So there you go.
I
would imagine they're fine with going on the road to Sacramento.
Yeah, totally. I mean, exactly. I mean, you're basically the same team. But, you know, this Dallas team did get back Anthony Davis.
Yeah,
you know,
he's committed. There's no, you can tell by his play.
Yeah, and
I think he feels aggrieved by the Lakers.
Totally.
And,
I mean,
and you're getting –
you know, both of those things going on right now.
What he can't control is injury. It could end at any time.
Yes. With that being said, I don't really know how the Mavericks – I mean, it is a second night of a back-to-back for the Lakers. So, you know, that would be and they can't really – I guess they're trying to stay out of, you know – or, you know, would they even try to stay out of a 4-5 with Denver? You know, that's where it starts to get a little interesting because, you know, if they can manipulate it, you know, I'm sure they would like to play Denver this year without Jamal Murray, but
dude,
it's hard to know.
You absolutely, The one thing about that is what Jokic would do to you inside. But they played him this year, and they triple-teamed him, and they actually won a game against him. The point would be, though, rather than focusing on that matchup, they're in disarray.
Yeah.
They're a team that's not, unlike, you know, Golden State, which has played most, 7-3 last 10, played great since trade deadline. You know, if you're 3-6 right now, you're getting Golden State. They're in the three.
Right.
You would much rather get the Nuggets, to your point.
Yes.
So I'm with you.
Right.
That why not get into – but what I don't know what happens is if they drop back into that pack that is tied,
the Nuggets
how
could
the
lose.
Tiebreakers
yeah.
come
no,
out.
I don't know.
Because the tiebreakers get crazy.
Yeah.
And so
no,
it's
interesting. It's
dangerous to play that game. I can absolutely see them, though, wanting to avoid Golden State in the first round.
Yes. Yes. It's probably one of those things where you just can't know, so you just try to win.
But Golden State's got the same record as Denver. It's got the same record as the Clippers and the same record as you. There is no promise right now that Golden State's going to be six. In fact, I would bet against it.
Right.
Just because of the movement that can happen here over these last three games. You have the three through the eight spots all separated by two games. I mean, it's nuts.
Yeah.
But like you said, it's going to be fun here down the stretch seeing how it all comes out in a way, so long as it's relatively positive for the Grizzlies. And you can tell yourself that it can be because of the way they played in the last three.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you probably just do it. But this is as intriguing as it gets in the league to get a guy that's a star like this going back to his, you know, stop and, you know, on national television. And he's been playing so well. Who are they even going to put on him? Like, who gets that assignment tonight? Would it be like, let me look this up. Would it be PJ Washington? Would it be Dinwiddie? And you can't put Dinwiddie on him. Najee Marshall, maybe. That seems like, oh yeah, let's get the tough bench dude that like doesn't care. He has no reputation. He gets to get all the buckets tonight. So yeah. I don't know. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough for the
Now, he played him in L.A., right? And he was trying to press, and it seemed like maybe the numbers at the end were good, but he didn't shoot well that game.
Yeah.
Got off to a real hot start, I think it was, and then slowed down. So a lot of times, I'm just saying, if he tries to over-press here, he could end up, you know, having an inefficient game. But he's going to try to – let's be real, he's going to try to stick it to Nico.
Yeah, I think he will.
But he's got love for the fans,
who
obviously showed love for him in the way they've had the backlash against Dallas. So I can't, you know, he's not going to embarrass the fans.
Yeah, so –
What about videos and all that?
Yeah, though he's going to get one.
He has to.
Yeah, he's going
to
get
even
one.
Even with the narrative that you made up surrounding and trading him that
– he took the folks to the finals last year.
I mean, you didn't make up the narrative. You sort of you used it as one of the reasons why you were making the move because, you know, you questioned his professionalism. You questioned whether or not he would stay in shape and how does he, you know, take care of his body. And so, I mean, but you still do the video. Come on, man. I mean, you have to, but it's ridiculous. It's hypocritical. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's gonna be a fun night. I watched Celtics Knicks. I watched the whole game yesterday. Classic. I'm done with college now. I'm getting back in the NBA. Everybody, calm down.
Well, we're happy for you.
Tell me about the Shai Gilgeous-Alexander fella. What's he all about?
Yeah. He's pretty good and winning MVP. They say.
But I tuned in last night because I'm just bored. I'm like, what else am I gonna do? Like,
your college is over.
Yeah. So, what a game that was. You know, Brunson's back for the Knicks.
Mm-hmm.
Cat had a great day. Cat was killing them inside, which is, you know, we were talking about, you know, the we were projecting it out with the cat, you know, with the Cavs in the East. You know, that's not exactly the best sign for the Celtics. If Cat's doing them like that, I think he had like 20 in the first half.
Porzingis and Horford are not great defenders.
Not at all. No, so Horford was out last night because he was partying with the Gators. They gave him the day off.
Don't blame him.
But, yes.
I mean, what he brings to the table is a veteran understanding of everybody in the league and the scheme understanding. But Horford's not some, you know, I don't know that they're going to be able to slow down Cleveland inside, especially with Mobley's progression. You know, what he's become. So long as Jared Allen's relatively healthy, you got two bigs down there that are can beat you up. We've seen it. We saw it here firsthand.
Yeah. So it's definitely something to monitor. But another thing to monitor for the Celtics would be Jaylen Brown. He's got a knee injury. He's playing through it. He looks bad. He looks very bad.
Well, maybe Tatum's ready to step up and carry him.
Well,
because it kind of looks like it.
Tatum hit the game, not the game winner, but the three that sent into OT.
Mm-hmm. I knew it was going to be a three. You're down three.
Down three. He hit the three with 2.9 left to send it into overtime.
Well, he
you know, he was cooking.
That's where he's comfortable.
He was cooking the guy that everybody said the Grizzlies absolutely had to trade for, Mikal Bridges. He was cooking him. They had to switch Ananobi onto him.
How many of his shots were three-pointers?
Most of them. I mean, he had like four or five that were like the turnaround, you know, post-up fadeaways. Mm-hmm. On Bridges, but yes, most of them. I mean, that's how they play, right?
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's their style.
Yeah, it's definitely.
I think it could backfire on them against a team like Cleveland if they beat you up inside. You tell me, Boston can't be off for, you know, 3-4 games. Sure, they're going to blow you, run you off the floor, probably maybe two nights because they're going to hit. You know, they take 60 threes.
Yeah,
two of those nights they're gonna go nuts, but. If it's all just going to be perimeter base, man, Cleveland, maybe even in the Knicks, could certainly push them.
Yeah.
Maybe beat them. Cleveland maybe beat them.
Yeah. I mean, I think we all know how important Jaylen Brown is to this team, right? I mean, he was the finals MVP. So, if he's not right.
Half of his shots were from three, so not but just half.
Yeah. Now, Tatum was great.
11 of 22 were from three.
Porzingis was elite last night, too. He had 34. I think
he
had seven threes. I mean, that dude was absolutely unconscious.
He took 13.
Yeah.
Just again, just a base outside. Only had only had four rebounds.
Well, they've just, you know,
but then you can, I'm just saying that.
Yeah, yes.
And the Knicks and the Cleveland
right. Have
that.
And they got killed on the boards last night. Yeah, they did. But again, they won. It's like.
No, you're right.
They just, made the calculations. Three is more than two, and we're going to make threes. We're not going to miss. I mean, we're going to miss some, but we're going to end up making
35%. They took 49 last night.
How many they make?
19. They end up shooting 39%, which you'll take on 49 made threes 100%. All night long. You're right. That's the approach. What I'm saying is if you don't have that inside game, that ability to go get that bucket on those nights that it's off, and it happens to the Celtics, then that's where maybe you allow Cleveland to come through the door. Cleveland might not be ready yet. All they've done is won the one playoff series last year.
Right.
But that was JB. It feels like Atkinson's taken up to another level.
Yeah.
We know Mobley is a better player than he was last year. Garland's figured out how to play with Donovan. If I'm the Celtics, I have to be concerned about them. If I'm not, that's what's going to get me beat.
Yeah. Yeah. It's 100%.
I think they're ready. I think they're ready to take the step, man. I'm not sure on the Knicks yet. I'm not sure.
They're not.
Yeah, you watched the whole thing.
They swept
them. That was at home.
They swept them four.
I mean, you're supposed to get that one last night.
They're kind of like, it's like the Grizzlies against the Thunder kind of thing. Like, you know, you're just outmatched.
Well, offensively, they've been great. What I expected when they made all those moves was they were going to be this juggernaut defensively.
Yeah.
It hasn't happened.
And their problem, bro, they are just.
Because Cat doesn't really, he's not a great, you know, can he anchor a great defense?
No.
Yeah, that's part of the issue.
Well, other issue is.
Because you have Ananobi and Mikal. You should be good defensively, right? Theoretically.
Yeah.
So the Knicks also have no bench.
I was going to say they
zero
have no
bench.
Depth. Yeah.
Is Robinson healthy now?
No.
He's playing, but he's.
Exactly. He's not healthy. And he doesn't do anything.
That's what was needed.
He got a couple like tip-ins.
Putbacks.
Yeah, like,
he's good on the glass.
But he gets cooked in pick and roll now. Like.
They didn't, They're not starting. He only played 16 minutes.
I mean, their bench
He was very ineffective last night.
Their bench is Campaign, Miles McBride, and
McBride's
Robinson.
McBride's coming off injury just like Brunson.
Yeah.
So
McBride's like, you know, he'll give you like 6 points. Like, he'll hit some threes, like, but that's all he does, literally. Like, he can't do anything else for you.
We're not playing Precious against the Celtics?
Precious was sitting on the bench looking miserable, dog.
Yeah, it looks like coach's decision.
Yes.
It didn't look like it was anything.
That dude ain't even
in
the huddles.
I want to say he missed a sometime earlier this week, I think it
maybe
was,
that's
with
what
an injury.
It was.
So
no, he was on the bench, though, because I saw him because they were in a – they panned to the bench and they were huddling. And he's
had
on,
his stuff on?
He had his warm-ups on, and he was looking mad as hell, bro.
He's in a doghouse.
Yeah, he has to be. He has to be. Hmm. So, but, yeah, I got Luka going back to Dallas tonight. I'm getting back into the NBA now that I got some time.
We see you.
I'm ramping up for the playoffs like the good teams do, all right? And I'm starting to pay attention now. I can do NBA when it's time to do NBA.
When you lock in?
When I lock in, I'm going to 30.
I can feel you locking in. Look at all that bunch between this separated by only two games. Get familiar with it.
Yeah.
There's no way to know right now how it's going to turn out.
Absolutely.
There's no way to know.
That's what's fun. That makes it a lot of fun. So, anyway, yes, Luka going back home tonight. That's not home, but used to be home to Dallas against the Mavs, 6:30 on ESPN.
John mentioned this earlier. It feels like it's going to be big. We talked about it with Jason Fitz, I think, in terms of the state of college athletics, transfer portals, and it was big news yesterday that Memphis football offensive lineman, projected starter, of course, Xavier Hill, entered the transfer portal, according to sources. I'm reading from Jonah Dillon's story over the Commercial Appeal. Transfer portal closes on April 25th. It's going to open up, I guess, for football, the 16th. Basketball's already open, but there's going to be that opportunity, and he's headed there. Oh, yeah, plans to enter the transfer portal, which will open on the 16th. It's not good news for Memphis because he was first-team All-AAC last year on that offensive line for Memphis and helped protecting Seth Hennigan. And with a new, couple of new quarterbacks under center this year, protecting them is going to be so key because you've got, you're working with new guys. How they handle the system, keeping them protected, going to be paramount this year. So it's a big loss. He had played at LSU before he came to Memphis before the 2023 season. And again, when you are all AAC, my guess is this is a call from up, right? That he's going in the transfer portal because he's getting offers from schools that are poaching conferences like the AAC and can offer more. Why wouldn't they be? And so it's not a good development for the Tigers. Typically, Silverfield has been good, particularly with pulling guys up and down. We've seen it, both pulling them from bigger programs, the Elijah Herring types, or from down. Chandler Martin was East Tennessee State. You're going to probably have to go out, I would imagine, and get some help. Maybe you had an inkling this was coming. Now with spring practice and the way this portal thing goes, it can happen to you. And so, maybe you were already preparing for this is the point I'm making, but it's not a good thing when at one point you had this guy penciled in for next year, thought you're keeping him in a first-team All-AAC guy is out.
So, yeah, I mean, that's just –
especially when breaking in new quarterbacks.
Exactly.
You'd like to have some experience in there on that line to show those guys, hey, this is how we do things. Here's what Silverfield does with this. Here's what Cramsey likes. But not having a Xavier Hill certainly takes away from that.
Yeah, I mean it's brutal, dude. I mean it would be like the equivalent of a basketball guy getting. I mean, remember when it was like when Aycott left? Remember that? Aycott got to campus and transferred to West Kentucky as soon as he got here. It's basically the same thing. So it's not ideal, but we know that the portal is never going to sleep, and it's going to be tough for places like Memphis. In both sports.
He moved from guard to tackle last year. Yeah. I'm reading more about how versatile he was. And so that it hurts even more when a guy like that you could put in any spot essentially on the line except for center, and now you're taking him out of the mix. Because, again, you're breaking in all these new guys. Somebody goes down, a versatile guy like Hill makes you, especially at the first-team level he's playing, makes him so much more valuable. So it's a significant loss for Memphis football.
Yeah, it is. I mean, because you probably don't have a guy –
It's also part of the food chain right now in college athletics. So, you lament it, but it's going to happen to you, and you just hope you can sort of, keep from taking all the goodies, them from raiding the cupboard as much as you figure they're going to be able to do going forward with revenue sharing and everything else. But this is not this will become normal. Guys getting the call up. The tight end you lost a couple of years ago to Ole Miss.
Yeah, Priestcorn.
Yeah. I mean, we've seen this coming. It's happened before. Mm-hmm. It'll happen again.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder where do we know where he's expected to go? I'm assuming SEC, right? Olive Branch.
Again,
guy.
He started at LSU. Yeah. It doesn't necessarily mean you're going back, but
Yeah.
If they like you now after a first team All AAC year, who knows?
I've seen. I mean, obviously every school thinks they're getting him, but Colorado is a school that I've seen mentioned. Makes sense, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, does it make sense? Get out there with Deion.
I mean, who wouldn't want to play for Deion?
Right.
He's the GOAT. He's the best college coach.
Yeah, and he may feel a way about LSU. I don't even know if they're involved. They probably got their line pretty much in shape and ready to go.
Yeah, this is tough. I mean, but, Ryan Silverfield is not going to be the only coach that has to deal with this. I mean, even at the Power 5 level, there are going to be guys that leave, for bigger Power 5 programs. It's like you said, the food chain. I mean,
I just imagine he would already have a big chunk of your NIL reserved, right? A guy like him that's first team All AAC, so it must be a really big offer, you would think, because you'd figure a guy like him would have a pretty nice piece of the pie for Memphis.
Yeah,
as valuable as he was going to be for next season.
Yeah,
and so that offer must have been something that you just can't turn down, and you're not going to be able to compete with that, particularly in football, even with the FedEx money coming in. Certainly not on a case by case basis. You might be able to save, we'll keep one or two of them.
Yeah.
Keeping Seth Hennigan was, frankly,
it'll never
a miracle
happen
in many ways that we think might never happen again.
It won't.
Guy started that
not
many
Memphis.
Years.
Not at Memphis. Yeah. Never happen again.
Because some middling power structure team will come get you.
Yeah.
And offer more than you can.
I mean, I guess it could happen if you're like a bad player and like whatever. Like, but
no, we're talking about 4-year starter at quarterback is not staying in a group of five school.
No.
With power offers.
Yeah.
He's not staying there. There's no way that's going to happen in college athletics.
Yeah.
Again.
I think you're
right. I just don't see it.
We
talked about it.
It's just not possible because Memphis isn't going to be able to.
And the money difference is going to get greater.
Absolutely.
They're going to be willing to offer more for the next Seth Hennigan.
Because, like, you know, whereas like, the SEC in basketball is only getting $3 million in extra in additional revenue sharing, right? Imagine what SEC football is going to get.
That's going to blow your mind.
And you're just behind the eight ball, man. All right, we'll come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Norton Hurd IV is going to join us at 125. Stick around. Jason and John, 90 FM, yes.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Again. If you're going to be betting, make sure you do it on Zen Sports. Zen Sports has it all. They've got NBA. They've got baseball. Want to get on that Masters action with golf? It's there for you. Zen Sports, Zen Sports. Download the app today. Get to betting. Betting just got better. Gambling problem, call 1-800-889-9789.
Ratings are in from the national championship game. John covered it all for us this season, and as he's noted, we're done. We are done, and Florida is your national champion. The numbers are in. Monday's matchup scored 18.1 million viewers on CBS. That's up 22% from last year's NCAA championship game. Remember, we had good games. That was. I mean, for the most part, it was all the way through the Final Four. It really was. Viewership for the Monday night game peaked at 21.1 million viewers for the game's, as they say, nail-biting conclusion. Championship game closes out a jam-packed Final Four weekend, which averaged 16.4 million viewers across the three games. This Final Four, the Final Four ranks as the most watched games in 8 years, with the 2025 average soaring 21% from last year. Overall, the tournament averaged 10.2 million viewers across TBS, CBS, TNT, and True TV. That's up 3% from last year.
I mean,
brands are good. Brands are good.
It's not, yeah, exactly. I mean,
and having just the second time in NCAA tournament history, first time since 08.
Yeah.
4-1s make the Final Four was obviously beneficial.
Right.
You know, in terms of going up from last year. So we didn't seem to miss Cinderella too much.
Right.
I think that's the take there. No, number's good. They should be happy.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, my sort of default policy on the quote-unquote Cinderellas is you got to get out. I got to evict you before the Elite Eight. You know, I'll even let you stay till the Sweet 16. That's fine. But you got to get out by the. You got to get the hell out of there by the Elite Eight, because I don't care. I don't care about Loyola Chicago. I don't care about George Mason. I don't care, you know, about. I guess VCU would have been a bit of a Cinderella, but way back in the day, I want to see the best teams and the best players, right? The NBA guys. So I mean, there are exceptions like that Wichita State team that made the Final Four. You know, they had like Fred VanVleet. You know, a couple guys that got drafted, Cle Anthony Early. The great Ron Baker. They are the anomaly, though. And Wichita State back then was a big-time job. It's not anymore, but
right.
It used to be. Other than that, yeah, man, I need to see the SEC. I need to see, you know, the Big 12. Sue me.
Well, what's crazy is that
Memphis, if they ever get there again.
Caitlin, South Carolina versus Iowa, championship game in 24, still outdrew. In Nielsen ratings, this year's men's championship.
Wow.
So the last two, because this one's up from last year.
Yeah, that's crazy. That is crazy.
Yeah. She was at 18.9.
Yeah.
South Carolina, Iowa did 18.9 in 2024, and your men's just did 18.5 in 25.
Man, the
Caitlin men's with brands, with the 4-1 seeds.
Yeah.
But 2-1 seeds in the championship game, because the 18-5 is the championship game.
Right.
She outdrew them.
Yeah. She.
So this year for South Carolina UConn, and it was a blowout. So that factors in. It went down from 18.9 in 24 to 8.5. Caitlin effect.
The Caitlin effect.
We've never seen anything like it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Her number last year is better than the men this year.
Right.
That's crazy to me when they're 1 seeds, John.
Yeah. This is the best of the best.
Maybe if you'd had Duke. If you did 18.5, if you had Flag, it had gone over the women's.
Yeah, because let's be honest.
That's true.
I mean, Houston.
And a lot of folks have picked Duke.
Houston and Florida do not have big fan bases. They just don't.
Compared to Duke's.
Well, but I'm saying Florida basketball even. Like, they don't.
Yeah, well, Houston basketball, you're right. It didn't resonate in the city about 10 years ago.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, if it would have been Duke and Auburn.
It'd beat the 18.9 of Caitlin in 2024.
I think it would have. Yeah. I mean, even Duke, Florida probably would have, but. I think Auburn's like fans are a little more dedicated than Florida's fans.
I think 25% of the brackets at ESPN picked Duke. That's a lot of people tuned out.
Yeah, like
when Duke went out.
One of the things that I did when I was down in San Antonio, I did this Johnny on the Street bit. I don't know if it's gonna make the cutting room floor, but I would like basically Dosser was filming it, and I had a microphone and I was running up to people and I was saying, "Ma'am, for $1, can you name the Duke coach?" And we were just kind of going around and doing that, and there were way more Auburn fans. Duke was definitely the most represented. Houston was second. Auburn was third. Florida was last. And the Florida fans were not nice. They were not nice people. Like one guy had a
SEC arrogance.
One guy had on an Anthony Richardson jersey, and I ran up to him and I was like, Anthony, and I was like, can I get, you know, for $1, can you not? He's like, I don't want to talk. I was like, Anthony Richardson, getting ready for the season.
No sense of humor.
None.
From these Florida people.
None, man. I thought it was a Tim Tebow jersey because, you know, I think they had the same number. I think Tim Tebow was 15 down there. But then I got closer. I realized it was my man AR. But he was just not in the mood. He's not in the mood to do any press this offseason.
You and I need to.
There's one guy in a Ja Morant jersey from New Mexico. Crazy, weird.
I don't like how they're using you.
Really?
In that instance.
You don't like the way that I'm Johnny on the street?
It no, will, I don't know.
It will cure your social anxiety.
How did you get enough good content out of it that it felt good to you?
You know, whatever. I mean, not really. Probably not. I was the one who had the idea. I had the idea.
Because yeah, like, you're trying to impress.
Yeah, like let's go do something interesting with all these fans here. You know?
You were trying to be impactful in your because if you have short time
and
that you're there.
That's right.
And you're trying to be impactful.
You know. In the end, it's
this sounds like Jimmy Kimmel.
It's what Billy Eichner does.
He goes that?
Billy Eichner goes like he's in New York City, right?
Yes.
He's very funny in my view. He's my kind of humor. Like he runs up to people and he says like, "Ma'am." He'll have Chris Pratt with him, right?
Right.
And he'll walk and the person will be they won't know, right, that it's
mm-hmm.
Chris Pratt.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll say, "Ma'am, for a dollar, your favorite Chris Pratt movie." And she'll say, "I freaking hate that guy. He sucks." And then he'll be like, "Ma'am, Chris Pratt." And it just is always like funny, you know. And he'll be like, you know, for a dollar, that's what he does. He just says he asks people their opinion, you know.
There was a shot of you in that Doster sent in the vest.
Yeah.
And you were humped over.
Yeah.
And you looked like you just come off working a shift at Popeyes.
Yeah.
Almost as if you've been working very hard.
Yeah.
And so I'm saying that to say if you're running up to people. It's 90-something degrees outside.
Yeah.
You've got a puffer vest on.
That's
and
right.
You're sweating and trying to do your Eichner impression,
yeah.
if
yeah.
I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Him, yeah.
It might freak some people out.
Yeah, it did. It freaks people out. Some people were very cool about it. Some people were not. You know, that's life. It's like we ran into these two Auburn girls, these two young Auburn girls. They loved it. They were like, "Let's go. We want to do it." You know, they were all into it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I maybe should have asked them a different question besides who's the Florida coach given his allegations earlier this year. Whatever. That was who they were playing, okay? But, yeah, some people were into it. Some people were not. And that's life. But I'll tell you this. It will cure your social anxiety. You just walk up to people and ask them. Basically, you say, "Hey, you want to be on a segment on the Field of 68?" And they look at you like you are have mortally offended them and called them MF-er. Or they're like, "Oh, yeah, sure, you know, whatever."
Do you remember how Jason Goes to the Hood failed?
I do remember how I don't know if it failed. I just think
it failed.
It was not the right.
Oh, no, it was awful.
The tone of it was bad.
And we were trying things.
We were trying things.
And we were trying. And I feel some of that spirit in this, as you have 100%. Embarked upon a new career.
That's right.
Trying to be national.
That's right.
You're seeing what sticks.
Yeah, and I had no ego about it. I'm like, yo, let me just see if somebody says anything funny. Maybe they will, you know?
You know, I think it has a chance if you take off the vest.
You think the vest is what put people off?
Let's just try it.
Yeah.
Next maybe. Time we do it.
Maybe so.
And it'll be all hits.
It could be.
But I do think there's something there, John. I'm with you.
Yeah, we tried.
And I can feel the spirit because it takes me back to 16.
Yeah.
It takes me back to when we were brand new.
We tried a lot.
We were trying everything.
Jason Goes to the Hood. We did WTF. We did.
We had them all.
I feel like there were some other ones we did.
There were a lot more.
A lot of people don't remember this. Nobody will remember this. But the first week that we did the rundown, we had a Gotti music bed underneath that we played it through the entire segment. You don't even remember.
Oh yeah, I'm forgetting that.
I don't remember what Gotti song it was, but we played the music underneath the entire segment.
That'd be distracting.
It was distracting.
Especially if we have to get serious.
It was as distracting.
Sometimes
as
the rundown gets serious.
The first day we sat in different parts of the studio. It was flipped. You were here, I was there.
That's right.
But I felt like because your name was first on the show, you needed to be in the A chair.
Even though you do the majority of the talking.
That's right. Hey, who knew?
So that was just a mind trick.
Who knew?
Jedi mind trick.
But yeah, no, you know.
No, I can feel some of that spirit. And you just took me back. It was real nostalgic. Because now what I get is the grumpy old man.
Yeah, well.
I get grumpy John that's been
that's
here
right.
for 9 years.
That's what I'm established.
He's tired of my face.
No,
doesn't like the glass.
No.
No,
I just gave you my opinion on the glasses.
No, you see, I get
it's not that I don't like.
I get grumpy, John.
I don't think I'm grumpy. I mean, we all have.
I still see some of that old spirit, though.
I see. You know, well, I mean,
and we're going to tap into it.
I see those guys twice a year, right?
Oh, I know.
And so it's a little different. I'm going to be a lot more comfortable with you than you
know. They're getting the best of you.
They're getting a different version of me. I don't know if I'd say it's the best.
You got a jealous partner. I want the best back. I want the best out of you back here.
I do. I did have this thought that I got it. What I got to do is I got to get back to trying to book amazing guests. I used to take such pride in that. I used to really, really, really. We both did, and we both still occasionally will roll over. And you know, you were obviously big in getting Penny Hardaway when he's come on this show. That was awesome. I used to get people all the time though on my end. I used to always try to do that, and I've just gotten so comfortable knowing that we could come on here and just do this for 3 hours that like I haven't really tried to do that as much. But honestly, I think we need to do it. I think I got to get back to being better about that. And thinking about that.
It's become accountability hour in hour two here as we.
Because you can get by, obviously. Mm. We're doing fine. The show's doing fine. But it's like, I just feel like our audience came at one point to expect a little more from us.
All right.
And
what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.